any of her.
Well, what about that thick, sour, lumpy milk that people would
That's clabber milk. It's a clabber.
Well, yeah. Did you ever know of them making a type of cheese from that?
Yeah, they make it, they call it, what do they call that, the cheese, head cheese, no.
Clabber cheese.
That's
clabber
it.
Cheese.
Yeah, and I don't like it.
So you don't like it?
Nope. You know, I never did like it. Lots of folks did.
Oh, that was, people did eat it?
Oh, yeah, they did very, lots of folks liked it. And did eat.
People would make that at home from the...
Yeah, they make that at home. Yeah. That's right. They make it at home.
Well, you know, to get the impurity out of the milk, of course, I know they didn't have any pasteurizing in those days. How would they get the impurity out of it?
Well, I don't know. They handle their milk, and they bought it from the cow.
Uh-huh.
And they strained it.
Uh-huh,
it was strained. Mm-hmm. And then they placed it in their jar, and they went in there. They was a kid from milk. They was very particular about it, the most of them, and they kept it in their home while they washed their vessels, and the milk vessel was, you know, the bucket you carried the milk to the cow, you brought it in, they washed that bucket and they aired that bucket. They hung that bucket out. Well, the strainer was the same way. They used a cloth to strain it. Some didn't. You could buy the strainer, and it was
there was a strainer.
Yeah, and it had it. That strainer, milk come through a wire. And you couldn't hardly see through that. It's so fine that you couldn't hardly see through. Well, hit with it, if there was any kind of any trash of anything, well, it caught it. And they were very particular with it, all right enough, and placing it for. That's the way they're taking it out, through a strainer, and by straining it and taking care of the vessels that they had, the churns. Now, they was after they churned into that. Churn. See, this milk, they put it in this churn, and when they got enough of it, it clabbered, and then when they churned it with a dash, that's where they made the butter. And when they taken that butter up, they worked that butter every bit of the milk and water was out of that. And it was solid, firm butter. And they taken that milk all out of that churn, put it in another vessel. Well, this churn was washed and it was aired before they'd ever milk go back into it again, used for again.
Have you helped with that?
Oh, I have, yeah, I've helped with it. And yet I never done it.
You've took that stuff out.
I never done as much churning as a lot of folks done at all, but then I've churned. It's a worrisome job just sitting down that away with the dasher. Sometimes, milk is easy to churn, sometimes it's hard to churn. And if I thought that those that knowed how, take winter time, they'd roll it around in front of a fireplace or a stove and let it warm it, and they could churn it for a fellow that didn't know how, he'd never get it warm enough. It's too cold, you can't hardly churn it at all. And but they was experienced in that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a kind of a pie that they would bake it in a kind of a deep dish and there'd be a layer of fruit and a layer of crust and a layer of fruit and a layer of crust?
Yeah, I'd call it a fruit cake. Uh-huh. I don't know now, pie, she may know more about that.
Ernest?
Yeah?
Shortcake.
What?
Shortcake.
Pork cake.
Shortcake.
Shortcake? Well, all right then.
How about,